Now, if you like your art to be highly detailed, perhaps meticulous, then you'll appreciate the work of my next guest, Castlemaine-based artist Catherine Pilgrim. It's the subject matter, I might say, that you may not appreciate so much. Widow, a meticulous exhibition, will be officially opened at La Trobe Uni's Visual Arts Centre tomorrow evening. It's open to the public from today, and it features lithographic and drawn images of spiders. Catherine Pilgrim, good morning.
Good morning, Fiona.
Spiders.
Yes.
Why spiders?
I have to say that for me the interest is much more about the drawing. The spiders have been an avenue more than the actual obsession.
I mean, looking at your work, it really is. It's so detailed, and at first glance you would think it was real.
Yeah.
So it's... For those who don't like their creepy crawlies,
yes,
it might be a good way of attacking their phobia.
Apparently it can be a good way. But, so arachnophobics, beware, they are highly realistic images.
So, so tell us more about your method of image making.
Lithographic prints are made by drawing on Bavarian limestone. It's a very, it's just over 200-year-old process. It's actually the great-grandfather, if you like, of modern offset printing. It's a very manual, very labour-intensive process. And for me, it suits me very well because the drawing on the stone is actually a very beautiful thing to do. The surface of it is just divine to draw on. And that, to me, is the real pleasure in the work.
Why is it divine to draw on?
The surface itself is more beautiful than a piece of paper. And I can't explain it to you exactly, but I started doing it about 15 years ago. And I now have a 2-ton lithographic press in my studio that means that I'm not moving house for a long, long time.
Mm. So what happens then when you go back to paper? Do you feel it's not quite...
Yes, it doesn't feel right. The show does incorporate some drawings too, and I've actually drawn on gesso board for this show, which gives me a sense of the hardness, but it's again a very prepared surface. And the lithographic stone is something that you can't emulate. Modern offset printing is done using plates. Well, it's very digital now, and to be honest, I have no idea how the digital process works. But there, some artists do work on plates with their lithographic images. But to me, it's scratchy, it's synthetic, it's not true to the feeling of the stone. So,
yeah. So stones and spiders, it's all sounding a bit dark. But I must say your images, you know, there's white backgrounds and...
There's a lot of space. There's a lot of space
around the creature.
Yes, which gives you... I mean, spiders themselves are so insidious, and they're a very quiet, patient sort of thing. And... to me, the drawing is also a very quiet, patient activity. So it kind of suits to have something with a lot of space around it that allows for contemplation and allows almost that suggestion of potential movement. Mm. And composition, of course, is fascinating when you draw. So,
because at least one of the images also features just the hint of a spider as well coming out from behind a leaf.
Yes.
So you can just see that... you know, that just a little tiny hint of the spider coming around with its little legs.
To me, that's about the fear, and that's something that this show is also about. It's about the fear of the spider and fear more generally. So the metaphor of fear and the suggestion of something, of a hidden danger.
And why the widow spider for this exhibition?
Now, the widow I was interested in because there is that mythology about the sexual cannibalism of the widow spider. And I did find out that widow spiders don't always eat their mate after mating. But the mythology around that is very real for people.
Mm. So I believe you already decided to do the widow spider and then it ended up being not quite what you thought.
I guess I was just surprised because that mythology about sexual cannibalism is so strong, and then, in fact, the spider does do that, but not all the time. It's like we've taken that bit of that activity of the spider and really pushed that to another level with our own fear.
Are you scared of them?
Not particularly. I'm certainly very respectful of spiders. While I was doing this work, I did find a red back on one of my kids' gumboots on the back veranda, and I thought it was dead, so I brushed it into a container so I could have a good look at it, and it wasn't dead at all. And I spent the next couple of months watching that spider periodically, and it was quite incredible watching its legs move. And there are a few images in the show where it is the legs coming off the side of the page, which came from looking at that spider. But yes, the fact that they are dangerous, I'm very respectful of that. Although I also found out that there hasn't been a redback, or it hasn't been a death from a redback since about the 50s. But for children and people who are not 100% well, they do pose a threat, so...
Well, certainly they're ones that we're told to watch out for, aren't they?
Absolutely. When I was at the gallery yesterday finishing off the hang, the painter Juan Ford was there, and this is the other thing. Everybody has a spider story. People tell me their spider stories. And Juan Ford was there and he was telling me about how he's had a spider come out from under a piece of wood when he was about four, and how it left him with a very unrealistic idea of how big a redback spider is for a long, long time. His sort of sense of scale of how big a redback spider was very skewed.
Isn't it? I'm sure plenty of people have lots of stories to tell, whether it be a huntsman or a redback. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us. Good luck with this exhibition.
Thank you.
A lot of people are very intrigued to have a look at just how you tackle the subject. And yes, beautiful images, I must say, just wonderful images, and so beautifully made to appear to the viewer, I'm sure, as you walk in the exhibition and just see them all. It'll just be a stunning sight. So thank you so much, Catherine.
Thank you, Fiona.
And good luck with it. Widow, a Meticulous exhibition, is open at the La Trobe University's Visual Arts Centre on View Street in Bendigo from today. The official opening's tomorrow at 6 o'clock and the exhibition continues until February 26. We've been speaking with the artist, Catherine Pilgrim.